This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL's Fans in the Pro, Mike Haas here with the man, Deuce McAllister. We're live from the Rouse's Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach, right here in Mandeville. And get a free Butterball turkey when you purchase a Hormel Cured 81 ham with a $25 purchase. You're going to hear that a lot over the next couple of hours because it's a great deal. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Doing well, sir. And yourself?
I am doing fine. I was a little late. I wasn't late, but I wasn't here early. Let's put it that way. And I just have one question because
not really.
I knew you were here. But I walked in, and there's been a lot of math talk since I got here.
Uh-huh.
A lot of math talk.
Uh-huh.
Now, we're not going to continue that, are we?
Well, we can. I mean, we're at that stage in school, and so as they work on decimals and some divisions and a little multiplication, just trying to be able to enhance some of those grades that we're getting, you know, and a little disappointed, not personally, but, you know, I'm glad that the little fellow is, and so We had to equate it to sports.
There you go.
Because he's around sports and he knows sports.
Right.
And so once he could make it a little fun and, you know, you start moving these decimals a little bit and you see that, oh, man, 20% at the three-point line, that's not good. And so when you can start doing some things like that, hopefully that helps him. And so, yeah, we had a little math. You know, that's where we're at.
It was a little seminar when I walked in, but
correct.
It was cool. And, you know, I had a feeling that's what it was about, but that is awesome that you can equate it and, you know, have it make some a different kind of sense, because they do. You know, I understand 33% if you're playing baseball, but figuring out 33%, but hey, you make the equation.
Well, make the equation. Let's get us a box and let's figure it out. Can we transfer it? And, you know, 33% or now in baseball, if you're 300,
heck
hitter,
yeah,
it's a little bit different
that's
from baseball
true.
Now.
That's
I
true.
Mean, but if you're going to be a 30% three-point shooter in the NBA as a professional, they're going to say, leave him open. He can't shoot. You know, leave him open.
Beautiful afternoon. Come on by here at the Rouse's, 3461 East Causeway Approach. Deuce and I will be here till 6 o'clock, and just tons of deals that we'll be talking about. We'll also have Mark Spears on talking about the Pelicans tonight. They opened up in the Emirates NBA Cup. I think we're beyond just – hey, rough stretch, weather the storm. It's every
just
man.
Survive.
Good gosh.
Just survive, and that's really for the Pelicans, man. Figure out a way to survive. I mean, it's been the roughest of stretches. I mean, I don't know if you can go back even 5, 6, 7 years and say, hey, you know, yes, they started slow. But normally they would either one guy would be out or he would be coming off of injury. It's never been a case where you've had 6 or 7 guys out. And, you know, I think listening to the broadcast the other night, there was roughly 100 points on the bench. 100 points for the Pelicans on the bench.
That's a bit to overcome there.
I'm talking about not dressed, not just in foul trouble or anything like that. The average of those 7 players was over 100 points. And
wow.
Yeah, that's tough to overcome.
Yeah, they were out without 7 on Wednesday. That was in Oklahoma City, and it looks like they'll be without 7.
That was here at home. That was against Oklahoma City.
Oh, that was – and so – but they're expected to be without 7 against tonight against Denver as well. So we'll talk about that at 4:30 with Mark Spears. We'll talk, of course, with Frank Schwab. He's an NFL writer. That'll be at 5:20 as we kind of get into the Browns and the Saints. And, you know, normally we spend a lot of time with the injury situation because it comes out on Friday afternoon. Not as much today, right? You know, it's bad.
It's better than the worst that it's been.
There we go.
Yes, it's been bad, but
right. You got
this
Lucas
was almost expected.
Right, Lucas Patrick out, Jamal Williams out. You kind of knew, but Coach Rizzi said this afternoon, yes, Eric McCoy back. So you have Fuaga, probably Sal Devery. Patrick's questionable at left guard. Eric McCoy, Ruiz, and Trevor Penning. I told him, looks a lot like Irvine. And we haven't been able to say that in quite some time.
Well, it's been weeks, many weeks, since you've had that group together. And so just to have them, you know, and be comfortable and familiar with each other, hopefully, you know, if they are able to go, then that gives them some things that they hadn't been able to do the last couple of weeks. But, you know, Connor McGovern, outstanding. There's not a lot of bad that you can go and say that he messed up when he was manning that center position for the Saints. And so he was a guy that 1 week, you know, he's here. The next week, he's the starter. You know, Shane started that 1 week because Connor had just signed. And the next following week, you know, Shane plays the one game. He gets hurt. He's out. He's back off injury reserve as well, or at least, you know, in his 21-day window. And then Connor takes over. And there was not a bunch of times that you called his name for messing up, and so he stepped right in. But for the Saints offensive line, hopefully they can, you know, protect the quarterback and obviously open up some run lanes.
Cedric Wilson is questionable, but it looks like, and they'll still have – they have the practice squad elevations that they made last week in Dante Pettis as well as Kevin Austin, who you know, certainly held their own. Austin's catch, he made a 14-yarder and a 22-yarder. The 14-yarder was a huge first down early in that game. And just to me, the importance for Pettis really just getting the game. He caught an 8-yard pass and he returned a kick. Just kind of get the – it's been a while for him.
Well, it's been a while, but I think that you see the talent. I think that you see the explosion that he could have. And then you talk about Kevin. You know, you look at his size and, you know, you wonder if the game is too fast for him. He's played, I guess it was, what, USFL?
Yep,
was
the league. Birmingham Stallions.
Yeah, and so he played with the Birmingham Stallions. So he's played from a professional standpoint. The question is, will he do the little things? And you go and look at the film, looks like he's doing some of the little things. And so that'll be a decision that the Saints have to make, whether or not they call both of those guys back up as far as practice squad elevation. But, you know, for one game, I thought that you held your own and you did pretty good.
And we will speak probably at length about Cleveland and Jameis Winston, of course, coming in. And I probably sound like a broken record if you've listened to anything that I've talked about this week. But Cleveland's 2-7, right, coming off of an open week. So they're rested. They're coming off of their bye. In week 8, they beat Baltimore for one of their two wins, coming off of a bye, and then Jameis Winston at quarterback. You got enough things there, Saints, to get you motivated, to see what's coming your way.
Yeah, I think even for the Saints, you know, I don't even know if it's necessarily just because it's Jameis Winston. I think it's because you want and need a win. You got to play, you got to practice against Jameis, obviously somewhat of a similar defense that the Saints will run. So he'll be familiar. He'll be familiar with personnel. You know, maybe the calls are a little bit different. If it was Dennis Allen, the head coach, then, you know, yes, you may know some of the calls, but it's not. But it's not like the Saints overhauled everything that they were doing. Maybe they're calling it some different names at this point. So Jameis will be familiar with some of the things as far as that the Saints like to do. Offensively, he won't have any intel. I mean, because it's a totally different,
right. Totally
different system. So there's not anything he can say, oh, from a signal standpoint, this is what that means. That's not the case. The only thing he can say is, hey, I played with this player, player X. This is some of the things that he wanted me to do, or this is what Alvin, some routes that Alvin liked, some different things of that nature. But, you know, as far as the name, formation, personnel even, he really won't be able to give you any of that.
Couple of straight starts, really 7, 8, 9. And this, to me, I have no personal feeling about Jameis Winston. But in week 8, he's the AP Offensive Player of the Week. 3 touchdowns, no picks, 300-plus yards. They beat Baltimore. Week 9, 3 picks, 1 touchdown, struggled, sacked 6 times. I mean, that is the kind of up and down, give and take, inconsistency that if you can get to him and get rattle – Jameis and get him to the ground and force him into bad throwing situations, that's what you get.
Well, he's not a guy that wants to run. He will run, but that's not what he, right. what he wants to do.
He ran for his life against L.A. Chargers.
Yeah, well,
he
didn't
want to.
No,
he just did.
No, but he's not a guy that they're going to go out there and they're going to RPO with. But Jameis will step up in the pocket if you're going to play two-man and the linebacker's not going to respect him. He will take off and run. He is a guy that's going to sit in the pocket, and he is a guy that's going to trust his arm. He is a guy that does not like any throw. He likes them all, even if they're covered. He likes it, and so he's going to trust his guy. He is going to trust his guy, and it will be on the Saints to say we will either make the interception, we will make the incomplete, or you're going to catch it.
It's been interesting, really interesting for them. I mean, certainly what they've been through, and we'll talk about Nick Chubb as well, because I know you can appreciate what that man has gone through. And just beyond the knee injury in Georgia, which was astonishing, but to come that he just started playing week 7, 8, 9, right? Because he had been out since week 2 of 2023 with two separate knee injuries, same play, but it was two knee injuries, two knee surgeries.
Yep.
So, wow, what that man has come back from. We are talking with Mark Spears. We're going to flip it a little bit, talk a little bit about the Pelicans tonight at home against Denver Smoothie King Center. Take a break. Come by and see us. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister. We're at the Rouses, 3461 East Causeway Approach in Mandeville. Be here till 6 o'clock. We'll talk more about their deals and specials coming up back after this here on Fans of the Pro, WWL.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back. It is Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister. We're live here from the Rouses Markets, 3461 East Causeway Approach in Mandeville, not far after you get off the bridge to the right-hand side. Come and get a free Butterball turkey when you purchase a Hormel Cure 81 ham with a $25 purchase. And it's a beautiful evening. I know we've got high school football. We were told that Mandeville playing at home tonight. So lots going on, but come get all of your football goodies right here. Come say hello to Deuce and myself. And if you're going the other way, hey, you're going over to the South Shore because the Pelicans play tonight. Stop and get your stuff here as well. And that's where we are next. Mark Spears, senior NBA writer for ESPN. Mark, welcome to the show. You're on with Mike Hoss and Deuce McAllister.
Man, y'all going to give me some boiled shrimp and some corn and potatoes?
I'm going to start a list right now of what you need. You just tell me whatever you need.
You said you had Rouses, man. You messed me up for the day.
Yeah, how about we got Merton, we got the fresh shrimp, we got everything Cajun that you missed terribly.
Oh, man, they got them little sandwiches I can't get out here either, man.
The little muffaladas?
No, you need them, the simple little sandwiches, the little white sandwiches with the roast beef and the turkey and the ham.
Triangles? You can't get that in California?
Sir. It don't taste the same.
Well, that part is true. Mark, help us out. Now, Deuce is very, very close to the Pelicans, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time here with myself. But my goodness, I mean, there are teams that have some injury situations. The Pelicans have only played 12 games, and to not have seven guys a night, every night, that's a lot.
No, I mean, we got to caution ourselves because there is still, 70 games left, right? But golly, it's such a concerning start. And it seems like year after year after year, there aren't a lot of teams that have the injury problems that the Pelicans have. And I don't know if the finger is the point at the players. I don't know if it's just bad luck. I don't know if maybe you need a better training staff, because it's just, you know, obviously DeJounte Murray's injury is dumb luck, but you see what happened to Zion, and that's just, you know, it's like taxes, right? It's going to happen. And so I'm at the point now with this team, like, you got to remember, you're in the Western Conference, so the degree of, you know, difficulty is so tough. And there's, like, a bunch of teams in the Western Conference over 500 now, just kind of running away. And by the time this team gets healthy, which ain't tomorrow, and let's not even – I don't even want to scare you and say, look at the Pelicans' upcoming schedule, which has Denver and Golden State and Cleveland coming up. Like, it's just Murphy's Law, man. It's just bad. I mean, it's early, but it's to the point now where I'm like, all right, is it just time to blow it up, to make change, to trade Brandon, to trade Zion, to get picks? You got, like, two guys in Cooper Flagg and Ace Bailey who are considered to be potential franchise-altering players in the same way that Zion was. Now, it's probably a too early of a conversation for that. But with the amount of injuries that this team has, like, when are they going to be able to just swim with their head above water? And when that does happen, how deep of water will they already be in?
Yeah, Mark, I think, you know, really when you talk about from the staff standpoint, you flip the doctors over, you flip that staff over as far as the training staff, you know, less than 2 years ago. So it wasn't like they didn't try to address it. And then it's just, you know, the Herb injury with the shoulder, you know, and you talk about even Trey Murphy. Trey's back now, but his hamstring was in camp. You know, his happened in camp, and then you have Alvarado with a hamstring, and then you've got CJ with kind of an abdominal, and, you know, it's just some of it's bad luck, and I can say we can always go back and look at it from a training staff standpoint. That's always going to get the finger pointed at you. But, man, it's just it's been really tough when you're at the point where you're getting hardships from the NBA on 10-day contracts because of so many injuries and guys that are coming in that, you know, a lot of those guys would probably have been your G League squad. They're getting significant minutes. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about starting.
Didn't even have a job about a month ago, right? Like, you know, so – Lord, Deuce, let me ask you this, because I've been posing this, because there's injuries league-wide. New Orleans has the most problems, but there's a lot of stars not playing right now in the NBA, right? And one NBA longtime assistant coach, former NBA player, played over 10 seasons, he told me this, and maybe you could relate this to the NFL, that he believes one of the big problems with injuries early in the season, because it's a trend that there's these early season injuries, is that training camp, in his opinion, was too short. That he felt like, you know, that they need to go back to 2-a-days, need to go to a longer training camp. And by doing that, then these guys' bodies are more prepared to the 100 miles of running that they get to once the season starts. Now, as Coach Budenholzer of the Phoenix Suns, he agreed with that. He disagreed. But I tend to go with that initial guy that I spoke with, and I think that if these guys had these longer training camps and 2-a-days once again, I think their bodies would be more the acceleration that comes with the start of the season.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you talk about the NBA, because in the NBA you can play, I guess, as little as 4 games for your preseason, and then you can play up to a max of 8 games. And I don't know the rules for the NBA as well, as far as camp and how much you can do different things of that nature. Trust me, the older players, they're going to be against it 100% as far as a longer camp. But that may be what's needed. The thing that I think would help the NBA probably the most is more downtime. I would love to see the NBA start a little bit later in the year. So now I am truly giving guys off recovery time. Now, if you want to have a buildup as far as, hey, camp won't be 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Camp's going to be a month. Camp is going to be 5 weeks. And you have that buildup, then that may work. I know for the NFL, what has hurt guys the most has been the lack of development over the offseason. Because you're expecting, and that may be the same for the NBA, you're expecting, I hate to use it, but you're expecting a guy to be a pro. Some of them don't know how to be a pro, particularly when you talk about how to train in the offseason and not just working on, oh, this is my shot, this is my shot. No, you have to physically get yourself in shape and get ready to play. A lot of times the only way to do that is actually playing, and I don't know if they actually play enough. When you talk about it, and I know from a development standpoint for the NFL, that's definitely not happening.
Yeah, and then in the Bay Area, you know, you guys are certainly familiar with the 49ers. You know, Brandon Ayuk, the wide receiver here, certainly got a lot of heat because he didn't go to training camp. He was hurt quickly and pretty much season ending, but didn't look ready. So that kind of goes back to your question, you know, what are these guys doing? But I think for the NBA player, I wonder if not that they're doing too little, but maybe they're doing too much. They always seem to have these very eccentric trainers who have these different ideas on what they should and shouldn't do. And, hey, right now we're going to have you hang glide because I think hang gliding is going to make your limbs longer than they typically, you know what I mean? Not saying that's a real thing, but just I feel like NBA players may be, you know, more susceptible to just doing things that are out of the norm that could affect them. But in terms of these Pelicans, man, I was really excited opening day. I'm a big DeJounte Murray fan. I still think he's going to have a great career in that uniform. It's just hard for me to see New Orleans have to constantly see Zion in and out of injuries, man. Just, I don't know, maybe the kid just got some bad luck. But at some point, like, it just looks like this formula, this team, just doesn't – at some point, GMs have to make tough decisions and say, hey, okay, have we run the course with this? Especially on years where there's a fantastic draft. Like, maybe you just hit the button over, start from scratch, trade your guys for young assets, stuff like that, and try to do it over. And I wonder if the Pelicans are getting to that point. I mean, even with Brandon Ingram, he's going to be a free agent. Like, at this point, they have to trade him. They have to trade him if there's not some quick improvement due to these injuries. Like, you got to get assets. You got to get something back for him. The way things are going, he cannot be on there in their uniform, you know, after the trade deadline, or they're going to probably lose him for nothing. So I'm expecting, barring some miracle health turnaround, that some major changes are going to be on the way for the Pels.
So, Mark, last question I got, we'll let you go, and we definitely appreciate your time. And maybe this is the fan in me talking. In fact, I'm positive it is the fan in me talking because they begin cup play tonight against Denver. Denver will be without Jokic. Can they almost try to – because they played very well in the Cup's inaugural season. Treat this like a little mini something, right? Something positive to build on and not the 3-9. I mean, maybe that's just wishful thinking, but something to kind of focus on within the regular season.
Well, I mean, Denver's really good. Golden State coming up is really good. Cleveland undefeated. I think the good thing is at the games right now, you could go to like Desi Vegas and get some gumbo, and maybe that make you feel better.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. But well, it's early. You made me feel.
Man,
you made me
real hard not to be the Grim Reaper right here, man.
You made me feel better.
Y'all called me and asked me questions, so I apologize.
No.
And it's your fault for telling me y'all was at Rouse's, and I can't get none of that stuff out here.
Right. We're gonna get some gumbo at Rouse's. and Desi's, but you made me feel better because it was down. But you're like, they got 70 games left. 70! So we feel that made me feel better.
But let me ask you this. When is the band going to be back together?
Oh, I don't know. Let's just leave it at 70 games.
I mean, by the looks of things, you'd be lucky if the band is back together by mid-January. And in the Western Conference, you're going to have to be pretty darn perfect if you're going to miss, like, basically your core group for 2 months. So if by then it might be time to start waving the Cooper flag, you know? No pun intended. Right.
No pun intended. Well, we got a football team that's 3-7, so we're – you know, we're wading through here the holiday season.
No, LSU, Mark Spears. LSU's making me cry. I mean, go get some gumbo.
You bet.
That's the remedy.
I'm going to get a T-shirt. Go get some gumbo. Mark Spears, senior NBA writer for ESPN.
Get some gumbo.
That's right. We appreciate your time. Thank you, my friend.
All right, y'all.
Take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. Come by, say hello. 3461 East Causeway Approach. We're at the Rouses. We'll talk about the Merleton and some of the holiday specials, including Taste of the Holidays, coming up after the break here on Fans in the Pro. WWLAMFM.com, always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, Fans in the Pro, live on location from the Rouses Market, 3461 East Causeway Approach in Mandeville. Get a free Butterball turkey when you purchase a Hormel Cure 81 ham with a $25 purchase. Great way to start your weekend, and your weekend should include Taste of the Holidays. Now, this is at every Rouses, not just the Rouses that we're at tonight until 6. So Saturday, November 16th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., go to any of the Rouses and just kind of browse. Taste some of the family recipes, some of the festive holiday treats, and come celebrate the season as they do every year with the Taste of the Holidays, again, at all Rouses, 11 to 2. Now, I don't know. Here we go, Deuce. This is not the avocado. Merleton, vegetable fruit.
That was not it.
Merleton's got to be a vegetable, isn't it?
I think it's a vegetable, but that was not the question for Bobby.
No, it was an avocado, wasn't it?
We think.
I don't know much about Merleton's. My wife makes it for Thanksgiving. She makes shrimp and Merleton.
Yeah, I would say that's a Thanksgiving dinner.
You get
eight
for $1. That feels like a good deal to me.
Pretty good
deal. I'm not even a Merleton fan. I'm like, what the heck, for $1? I'll get eight. What the heck?
The math works pretty good there.
There we go. We're back to the math.
The math works pretty good there.
But they got shrimp, only $5.99 a pound.
I know you talked about the Taste of the Holidays. Mm-hmm. That's at all of the stores as well, not just this one. And that's Saturday, November the 16th from 11 to 2 p.m. And so if you got any shopping to do, well, you can always come when you want to, but that wouldn't be a bad time to come at all either.
Bring my family, just let them walk around, get some lunch. So just do a bunch of tastings and say, all right, there we go, lunch.
Nothing wrong with that. It probably has happened.
It has happened. We need to thank Magazine Pizza. They do a lot for us on our Saints broadcast team. I know we're at a grocery store, but Magazine Pizza, that's 1068 Magazine. Dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. Now, we didn't get a chance. I had to look it up. This is sad. I work at the Superdome. My office looks at the Smoothie King Center, and I had to Google the cup floor.
Oh, you did? Well, you did the floor last year. It was the same thing.
It was? I thought it was different.
Well, I don't know how much different, but, yeah, it was the cup floor. So that's how you know that it has started, the tournament, the race to Vegas, is because the floor changes from what it normally is, and that's just not the Pelicans. That's all the teams.
Right.
Some of the colors are hideous.
That's what kind of made me think of it, because
hideous.
The 2024, and if it's the same, but it's like red outline, blue in the middle, it looks very classy. It looks good, quite frankly. And I've seen some courts. Remember we talked to David last year, and he was like, they were getting ready to play in Houston. I mean, some of these courts don't even look like is that a basketball court?
Yeah, it's I don't know who did the design or what the thought process was, but it's almost like, is my TV messed up?
You
know,
I mean,
that
yeah.
color cannot be right on my television. I know I just bought that television. That TV has to be going out. But nope, that's the court. That's the color it's supposed to be. And well, it's interesting, but most of them are horrendous. I mean, they're just not. It doesn't please the eye.
That's right. It does not. That's very well said. And one of the things that we love to come out and be on location, because everybody will come up and talk to us and share some stories. And a young lady shared a Deuce playing card with a little car. I guess you'd call it a Hot Wheels Escalade from way back.
Yeah, and so that's an Escalade truck, and that was probably we're on grass, so that is after, it's probably 2003-ish and later.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are at the Rouses, 3461 East Causeway, approaching Mandeville. Just get off the Causeway Bridge and just kind of veer to the right, and you'll run into us. Come get a free Butterball turkey when you purchase a Hormel Cure 81 ham, along with a $25 purchase. We're here until 6 o'clock, and then it'll be the Brian Kelly Show, and then the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup, the playoffs, and it's just a perfect night for football. A little chill in the air. When you walk in here, you have to walk past about 28 rows of firewood. I'm not sure if we're quite there yet, but hey, just good to see, and it's gumbo weather, and I love it.
Well, yeah. I mean, at some part, the young lady right there that I just took a picture with, she told me she had marshmallows at school, so they had to cook them somewhere.
We're close. I hear marshmallow, I hear gumbo, I hear fire. We get some chocolate and peanut butter. We're done.
You're ready to rock and roll.
Ready to rock and roll. Lock time on your more. From 5 to 6, we're going to talk to Frank Schwab, an NFL writer for Yahoo Sports. Apologize for the little bit of technical issues we had towards the end of that one. Talk Saints and Cleveland. Jari Evans going into the Ring of Honor. Talk about that as well. Fans in the Pro from Rouses, 3461 East Causeway, approach until 6 o'clock. Come on by. Get everything you need for the football weekend. Back after this, but the news is next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.